right now is what success looks like. I want to challenge you to be mindful of any knee-jerk reactions that come up, any energy that's coming up, what's going on in your body right now as I ask you that question. That's important because there's probably some disempowering beliefs packaged inside those knee-jerk reactions. I like to tell my clients that success is a destination and you're already there. Remember when I said the successes of today are from the decision, thoughts, and ideas of yesterday? So all of the doing, planning, strategizing, and things that you've done in the past are what have led you to this moment. This is the success of that moment, of those choices, of those decisions. And the choices and decisions that you make today will yield your success tomorrow. I'm not here to tell you that you need to make more, spend less, and be rich. That's not what living a life of good fortune is all about. Today we're going to have you look at your entire financial picture, all of the moving parts and pieces of your money. So that's money coming in, that's money going out for both your personal and your professional, so that you have clarity in both camps. If you've never done anything like this before, please don't panic. The worksheets are really straightforward. There's only a handful of numbers you need to know. Your total income, your total expenses, and your paid toward freedom number. Now, what's your paid toward freedom number? As I've said before, some of these ideas overlap key areas, and money is one of those areas that touches everything, particularly your sense of freedom, and it's actually kind of intertwined in freedom, which is why we do money goals first, because we have to have clarity on our money goals before we start setting these lofty ideas about what we do want to do to give ourselves a greater sense of freedom. Our paid toward freedom number is any amount of money that we are investing towards freedom for ourselves. And that could be paying down debt, putting money into savings or investments, saving money for a trip, or even taking the trip. Anytime that we're putting money away to help increase our sense of freedom, that's what your paid toward freedom number is. And the reason I use this language is because it's way more empowering for you to say, I've got $30,000 that I'm making payments toward freedom. Because debt is really a bondage for us. It's a slavery. We have to work to pay that off. And so instead of feeling the oppressive energy of having debt, we can stand with an empowering story, a money story, about paying towards freedom. You know, my student loan was $50,000. I've paid $20,000 towards freedom. My freedom number is now $30,000, you know, and every month I'm paying $300 towards freedom or $5,000 towards freedom. And then I have savings and then I have these investments. Whatever that number is gives you a more empowered look at your money, because we all have to spend money. We all have to pay our debts. We all have expenses during the course of the month, but recognizing whether that money is an expense for new socks, or taking the kids out to eat, or getting a manicure, or getting the car fixed, versus paid toward freedom. It's money that we've set aside for our retirement. That money often gets overlooked. We don't think about it. We begrudge the fact that we have to even put that money aside in the first place, because it's money we can't spend right now sometimes. But paid toward freedom gives it a whole new shiny coat of paint that says, this is something that's meaningful. This is something that's worthy. This is something that I'm delighted to be investing my money in, because it's towards my freedom. That greater sense of self, that greater sense of self-care. And we'll talk more about freedom in tomorrow's lesson.